Let's go through the films. Well, as I say, Sunsea Ruins, Lanzarote. Today it brings me back quite a few years because I have to admit in my past I made a video for a timeshare concern. And it was in Lanzarote. And it was quite nice because they flew me out there and they found me somewhere to stay and they fed me and they even paid me as well. And all I had to do is film Lanzarote and people doing things and put the whole thing together. I can't remember exactly what we had to do, but I had a driver who took me everywhere, so it was great fun. I must admit, I don't remember those ruins, although they must have been there. The one thing I thought is that the music and the images really join together. To my mind, you've got to, I mean, most stuff is in 4-4, you've got to count 1, 2, 3, 4, cut, 1, 2, 3, cut every maybe one or two bars or something like that. So it's nice to have a bit of music which should be strong cutting points, because you can even see if they've got a strong beat, you can see on the timeline where to cut. And then they kind of, they flow together, they're not kind of like separate things. I mean, I found it interesting, the Lanzarote thing. But I just found there was, you know, a little bit too much repetition. There just needed a few more... Sorry, Jeff. I hope you still talk to me afterwards. Oh, but, sure, you know. But I just felt really that it needed, you know, to find the beat of the music and possibly something which reflected maybe a little bit Spanishy in it. You know, that's my feeling. Yeah, but it was interesting anyhow. And, you know, I don't know if you went to any other part of Lanzarote, but I think I would have liked to see, you know, a few more variations. There seem to be a lot of variations just on that bit of coast. And
some of the rest of it I had to kind of wipe clean from the tape.
Oh, like I see. That, Anyhow, you at least made a film, which is more than I did. Yeah, we then go over to Roger, and I must admit, when I first started seeing it, I thought, oh, we're in the three-minute competition. We haven't got the music. Then I realised it was part of the music. And I think... To my mind, this does fall without it, outside the competition rules as such, because it's to a music track. And as far as I could understand, he most likely had a black gown track playing there, and he was just playing the guitar, the rhythm guitar bit on there, and everything like that. I mean, it was a very difficult thing to do, because that's really something you need about four or five cameras for. And I think if I had been asked to do that, I might have, you know, put a camera on a tripod there, a camera on a tripod there. Because I think the problem was you had a continuous piece of music and you wanted to try and change the shot. And it was very difficult, you know, without too much zoom in and repetition. And I think this is the problem, really. It just needed more shots, really, to work. It was quite interesting watching his fingers work and, you know, the... I don't know what you call it, that control he used there. It was quite interesting and to see it all work. But as I say, I think it's one of those things that technically you weren't really equipped to do it. To my mind, as I say, it does fall outside the competition anyhow. It's not really to a music track or to a record or whatever. But anyhow, so then when I think with it, what do I happen after that? I think it's a... Was it China?
China, yeah.
China, oh yes. Well, this was actually really interesting because 20 years ago is when I was in China, but I drove there from Singapore, so it was slightly more adventurous that. It was quite interesting because about 1984 was quite different to 1994. 1994 we were beginning to have traffic. I've not been there since, so I expect it's diabolical now. But there was quite a bit of traffic in 1994. Still tractors on the street, which I remember. So to my mind, it was a very pleasant film because and it adhered to the rules of the competition. I think the only thing I would have felt that, I don't know if the scenes on the street were Beijing or anywhere in particular, I think I would have liked, I noticed you went up to the Great Wall after that, possibly a little bit, you know, a little bit of knowledge where it was type of thing, with maybe a caption or two. I think it worked really well, and it, from my point of view, as I say, it was very interesting, because 20 years ago, I was there as well. I mean, the apart from the Vietnamese border, this is the interesting thing about China, it may have changed now, but from the Vietnamese border, you've got something like about 4,000 miles of almost total boredom. You know, there are various nice places in China, but all that area, you know, it's like a building site. You know, everybody was building, there was kind of mud everywhere, And for, you know, had about, I don't know, 5 days, 6 days driving, really through nothing. But it's quite interesting. There's the odd thing there and there, but, you know, just across from Vietnam is very interesting, Guangzhou and that, places like that. But still, that brings back memories of you, of that. As I drove there, we were making a program for Travel Channel, so that's my reason for being there. Anyhow, then we went on to not the America's Cup, and I think, Dave, if anything, you broke the rules more than anybody else. Because not only did you fade down, we had a bit of natural sound, 10-9, whatever, there, so, you know, I think the rules were slightly, should we say, stretched there, but you had some really good close-ups. And it's quite interesting to see these massive great boats sailing and whatever. And I think the shots were great. So I think the actual film was quite interesting, but it didn't really comply to the, you know, the competition as such.
It was the words actually I was doing for.
Sorry?
It was the lyrics to the song.
Yeah, I know, but you just faded up and you bore a bit of natural sound and things like that, which I think it's just meant to be. Basically, you have a soundtrack, and I think you're allowed to fade up and fade down.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think that was the. But anyhow, so. But I think the films were, you know, the shots were good, and it was an interesting one. Anyway, we then go to Splish Splash, and I think I remember seeing this in Pinnock, because, you know, I go there occasionally. And it was great. I mean, I loved it, you know, I mean. You know, I always brings back memories because I was in television, and virtually every time I was told anything I worked on, it's a restricted budget on this, you know, we can only afford this. And my son does a lot of investments. I don't know if any of his vehicles were there, actually. I noticed one which could have been one of his vehicles. But, I mean, the budgets they have for investments, unbelievable.
You should have, the people there, it was unbelievable. The number of cameramen and hangers-on. Oh. Incredible.
Well, I can tell you a story from my son did the Burberry series of advertisements. The crew, it was a still shoot. The photographers were paid £500,000 to do it. And the crew was 75 people for still shoot. And the amount of money they spent. And it is actually quite interesting in terms now that there is a fixed time of day. So if you're doing a night shoot, you're on overtime before you even start. And it's actually not deregulated yet. Virtually everything else in the industry is completely deregulated. But if you're starting the night shoot and it goes after 8 o'clock at night, you're on overtime before you start because whatever. Anyhow. I found it very interesting, you know, lots of variations of shots, and good editing, and good narrative. I think it worked really well, really interesting. And I say it filled a gap in, because I just remember going up there one day and seeing what's all this happening up there, because it's used quite often, you know, but it's quite fun watching other people work. I had them in my garden once, actually. They gave me £600 to shoot an advertisement in my garden. So, you know, I thought I could be put out for that. Yeah, but that was good. Yeah. Anyway, we then went on to an AV, Salzburg and 1-2-8. I'm interested, what type of software did you use on that? Was it an AV software you used?
I like Apple.
Oh, I see. Because, I mean, it must have been the thing that I noticed straight away was the kind of lack of sharpness. You know, I mean, AV, I mean, you use it still, photographic stills, were you?
No, some of them weren't. Some of them were just ordinary video shot still.
Yeah.
But the ones that house that, some of the ones that house that, I used the camera on the video, you know?
Oh, I see.
And that actually worked well. Yeah. But by that time, the actual camera I was using the video was beginning to pack up a lot, you know, beginning to get a lot of trouble with it. Mm. So most of those, and the Andrew Rossi one,
kind of a bit like that. Because, you know, I'm used to seeing it. I mean, yesterday I handed back my award from the photographic, the Children's Association Camera Club's award, which is because I won the AB Championship last 2 years. But I mean, the sharpness you get in AVs normally is incredible, you know. It's
and that's not actually, everyone actually had a camera, that was actually.
Mm. Nice, you say, it's really kind of
making quality video.
Fair enough. But you ought to have a go with AV because it's interesting.
Well, I've got some stuff on there. Mm. So,
The thing with the standard AV, now I break the rules and I sometimes get away with it. A standard AV, and this is what I find a little bit boring, is they have a particular image and it fades up or dissolves over about 5 seconds. They hold it on the screen about 4 seconds, then dissolves 5 seconds, and then they bring another one up. And they have this, what they call this third image, where you have these two images appearing together. And it can be effective, but I find it just so boring, and I like having images flying in and doing everything like that, but a lot of the traditional people don't like it. But I would have used dissolves between the images, because, you know, the cuts, I mean, I normally say, get rid of the cuts, get rid of the dissolves, because too many people, especially at BF when I was judging this year, too many people were using dissolves in the same scene. To my mind, a dissolve is a kind of moving maybe 2 or 3 hours away or something like that, or later that day or something like that, you use a dissolve. But still, so I think it would have worked better. So, you know, and not do too much zooming. Because I always feel with video and still, it's a lot better to let the thing happen in the frame as opposed to kind of start moving things like that. You know, just put the camera there, somebody walks in or whatever, and walks out the frame there, and cut there, but don't do all the zooming and things like that. Unless you're trying to identify something, the town is dominated by the church of so-and-so, so-and-so, maybe zoom in, something like that. But otherwise, you know, that zoom control is a control, you know, it should be a kind of, there should be a control that you can't actually zoom when you're filming. You can set the shot by zoom, but not actually film it. That would, I think, produce a lot better films, generally. But there is a time when the soldiers are at the... Okay, where we go. This is actually quite... go on to the 4x4 competition, which is interesting, because on Wednesday I've got to do the same task. And so we're going to see what it's like. I haven't seen the competition, because I can't remember where I was at the time. And it's particularly interesting for me because, you know, just to see what happened. And it's a new competition. I suppose in an ideal world, if you were going to do it, it would have been nice to put a radio mic on the person, the judge, so you could hear him really clearly, because he was a bit difficult to actually understand. But I know the situation, but I mean, you know, I can't believe you've made a film out of a club evening. You know, it's, I mean, as to say, you've done a lot better than I have, though I can't remember where I was, but still, you know, it's very different. You had a bit of music behind the judge, and I'm not too certain if it really worked. Wasn't there? I thought there was a bit of music.
Hmm.
Maybe not, maybe it's something else, maybe I'm thinking of another time.
Oh, sorry.
Romantic music behind it.
The homeless music to time with them the competition.
Now, as I say, it was just my thought, you know, it would have been better. But as I say, I think it's one of those things where you've made a film, but you've actually made a film, which is great, whereas nobody else did. But I say, in the ideal world, a radio mic or some form of microphone on him so you can get a clean soundtrack. Because you really need it. Part of what he said was really the important thing, I thought. Then we went up to a hot day in Chiang Mai, and this brings me back of quite a long, long while ago it was I was in Chiang Mai, and it was incredibly hot there. And I think I'd also got a bit of a kind of food problem there, to put it politely, as well, I seem to remember. But I don't remember any of this. I mean, it was quite a long while ago. It must have been over 30 years ago I was in Chiang Mai. And I don't remember it too well, but I arrived on an overnight bus. I'm quite surprised. My daughter had just started university, and we found these very cheap flights. I found about £230 to fly to Bangkok. And I didn't believe them. I phoned up. They're still available. So we took, you know, several of us went, and I took my daughter, you know, I thought she was 19, better get used to kind of backpacking, so that was a long while ago, and as I say, we went to Chiang Mai, and I remember going on this bus overnight, and we sat pretty near the back, but the people at the front were telling us kind of horrific stories of, you know, about 10 head-on collisions being missed by inches, or whatever. And as I say, I don't remember that side of Chiang Mai, but yes, it's a very interesting travel log, really. It was a glimpse of Chiang Mai, a different glimpse to the one I normally have seen. Yes, I mean, it's the same as you say. Well, you actually mentioned in one point you were a little bit rushed, that the stream looked quite nice. And I know what it is, they whisk you from one place to another place. You don't really have much chance to do anything other than, you know, what they say. But yes, it was interesting. Then we went to the person on the aeroplane, and what's it called? Barnstorming. Barnstorming is something, yes. Well, it's so rare. I really would have felt that film should have been about double the length.
But I've got more footage.
Yeah. I mean, you never really ever say, I mean, almost all the time, films should be shorter. But there again, you go to the cinema these days, and there's some films of 4 hours being shown, nearly 4 hours. And you think about it, you know, and 4 hours without any real action. It's all words. I actually quite like it, but I mean, but it's amazing what's happening in the cinema these days. There's some of the art films, you know, they're not the kind of main runs. You know, they're amazing. But anyhow, though, we won't go into that. Yeah, I mean, it was quite dramatic. It was interesting. Well, it's only a minute long, so you couldn't really do much. I have seen these crazy people do it, and I've been on the odd place, and I thought, oh, what's on top of them? Oh, it's a person, you know. Why they want to do it, I don't know. I would have liked to have seen them climbing down from there. Yes, might have been quite interesting, you know. But, yes, oh, yes, it was interesting. Anyhow, we then had some more lions. And I think it was a bit of Cavatina, wasn't it, the John Williams track there. To my mind, I mean, I've shot some lions recently, and I've used a bit of African music. So, you know, I just felt, you know, you need a bit more aggressive type of music, I felt, really, to it. You know, just doing that. And it was interesting. I mean, to be honest, really, it was just a few shots of lions, really, wasn't it? I mean, you couldn't really say you really had a kind of a start. Well, I suppose you had the outside of the enclosure, and then and you finished with the enclosure as well, so there was a kind of start, middle, there. But other than a few shots of lions, but they were well shot, and they were interesting.
But they didn't get aggressive.
No, I think they're kind of used to it, isn't it, now? It's, but as I say, it's just the music, I thought, was maybe not quite right on that. But
well, I thought about South Africa, but then I thought that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Have a look at places like Jamendo. There were, and you put your genre of music in. If you put African music, because I've made quite a long AV of Africa, and it's amazing the African tracks you can find, and you can use them. If you credit the composer at the end, you can make them and show them anywhere you like, as long as it's non-commercial. So it's worth going on to Tremendo. And if you do get somebody to buy it, then you can pay it. They charge £69 a track if you want to use it commercially. But if you don't want to use it commercially, as long as you credit the... Well, the maker has some instructions at the bottom. Most of them say they want a credit on the film. So if you give them a credit, and you can show it anywhere non-commercially. And it's good, and you could have found some good African music there.
That's fair enough.
But, anyhow, we then went to the smoke advertisement. And, yeah, I mean, what can I say? It was quite fun. I was actually getting quite worried when you were pointing that screwdriver on that red terminal. You know, I thought, well, I just hope it's one of these well-insulated ones. You know, because, you know, dying for your art. And when the big flash came up, yeah, it actually helped me. I thought it was actually quite fun, and it was so silly. But, yeah, I mean, it worked as a film, and, you know, I think it really worked very well. Entertaining type of film. can't really say much about it other than it worked. Yeah, it was great.
But I've had no orders for fire alarms yet. Or smoke alarms.
Well, I suppose so. And you could have made a slight irony about the cost of the, maybe the cost of the alarm being more expensive than the electricity bill or whatever. But I thought it was quite fun there. Actually, I got quite worried for you at that time because, you know, those terminals are just under there and your screwdriver must have been very near those terminals. So
it was a bucket of water my wife let me stand in, what worried me.
Was it? Oh, so, yeah. I mean, she wrote the script, did she?
Then this time.
Anyhow, well, there we are. As I say, it's actually, because there's so many films and they're so short, it's very difficult to actually kind of go into them in depth. But anyhow, those are my views, and so I hope somebody agrees with me. And somebody will talk to me afterwards.